The Historic Territorial Prison in Laramie is opening a new exhibit this weekend, which focuses on the era after the facility was a prison, when the University of Wyoming used it for agriculture research. I spoke with Deborah A. Mend, the superintendent of the prison, before the opening, to hear about the history of the site and the important studies that were done there while it was used for ag. She says the prison was built 140 years ago as a federal territorial prison, but things changed in 1809 when Wyoming became a state.
The state of Wyoming legislature said to Laramie, you've got the university and you have the prison. You can only have one state facility. And so actually Rawlins was chosen to build the new penitentiary at that time. In 1903, the last prisoners move over to Rawlins, and the University of Wyoming College of Agriculture moves on to this site. They wanted to create an experiment station. They were already in operation as an experiment station, but they needed a bigger facility, and this answered those needs. They were in existence on this site from 1903 until 1989. So 86 years, they operated, did experiments, students got their educations. In 1989, they acquired different property, moved off the site, and area local citizens from Laramie wanted to preserve the prison, this historic structure. And this group of individuals, along with the city, the county, and the state governments, got together and saved this historic site.
So now, while it was being used for ag, it had a lot of cutting-edge research really was going on there. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The cutting-edge research that was done here was pretty exciting at the time. Their focus was to try and improve the quality of life and the economic importance of farming and ranching for Wyoming citizens, like they did an incubation experiment here. The chickens at this very high altitude were having high mortality rates, and the chickens that were being born were inferior. And what they found out was they weren't getting enough oxygen at this level. So while the chickens are being incubated, they infused the incubators with oxygen. And the chickens grew healthier, bigger, and the mortality rate dropped severely. I mean, more of them survived because of that scientific research. And so that information was passed around to the other farmers and ranchers in the area. Another scientific research was a dietary research that they did on cattle. A lot of people refer to it as the hole in the cow. What they did was they basically surgically implanted a fistula, which was a round rubber plug, into the side of a living cow. And what they would do would they would take the plug out, reach their hand in with a big long rubber glove, and take feed samples out of their rumen, which is the largest part of the cow's stomach. And what they were looking for was digestibility of certain feeds, the role of bacteria played in digestion, how the absorption of the nutrients for the cow was being done. And so this was a living experiment that people actually, and it didn't hurt the cow, but people that will tell you that they, as a student that did that experiment, said it just, the smell was terrible. But it did give some great scientific results that was able to be given to the farmers and ranchers.
And part of this new exhibit touches on that. What will people be able to do?
Actually, people will be able to do the same thing. We have a mock-up of a mural of a cow, full-size cow, that we call it the whole story, H-O-L-E story, and they're going to be able to put their hand in the glove, reach inside, and feel the inside, the contents of the stomach. Now, we're not going to recreate everything, so you won't have the smell, and you won't have the cow kind of turning its head going, what are you doing back there? But it is going to give you that sense of, wow, this is what it feels like, the inside of a cow's rumen.
And obviously, while the prison was being used for ag, there was also a fair amount of animals being raised there, which I understand got shipped around the world.
Absolutely. There was a lot of different animals out here. The one that truly makes a large impact in the world is our sheep story. Sheep at this altitude was really kind of difficult to raise. And so this experiment station took it upon themselves to take a breeding program and increase the quality of the wool, increase the quality of the mutton and the animal itself, and really create an amazing husbandry program here for sheep. And what happened is it got recognition. These amazing sheep, these rams and these ewes, absolutely caught the attention worldwide. We sent and we partnered with countries such as Australia, New Zealand, Japan, China. We actually sent sheep to Central America and Afghanistan. We actually had the king of Afghanistan here on this site looking over this stock. And we have a photograph of him in our exhibit. And he is choosing his breeding stock to supplement his country's entire program. So what experiments were done here helped Wyoming's farmers and ranchers, but we impacted the world here.
All right. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was Deborah Amend at the Territorial Prison in Laramie talking about their new exhibit, Science on the Range.